This is Wade Breath, give it the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Perhaps the final fatal blow to the Lean In brand and Sheryl Sandberg's image as a sort of feminist was a brutally blunt dismissal from Michelle Obama. I tell women that, no, that whole you can have it all, no, not at the same time, that's a lie, Obama told a sold-out crowd at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn during a stop on a tour promoting her memoir. It's not always enough to lean in because that's stuff. Doesn't work all the time. Secret to Amazon's business model success is realizing that price and selection have always been important in retailing, but delivery would surpass store location as another critical factor. In 2005, Amazon began offering free two-day shipping for Prime members, which Consumer Intelligence Research Partners estimates covers more than two-thirds of households in the U.S. Almost a decade later, it started Prime Now, which delivers goods in as little as an hour in 30 cities. Major League Baseball will soon start allowing fans to validate their tickets in inner stadiums via a scan of their face rather than paper. Planned Parenthood has been accused of sidelining, ousting, or otherwise handicapping pregnant employees, according to more than a dozen current and former employees. Some women at Planned Parenthood and other organizations with a feminist bent described discrimination that violated federal or state laws, including pregnancy, being included in hiring decisions, and denying rest breaks recommended by a doctor. A senior Justice Department ethics official concluded Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker should recuse from overseeing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe examining President Trump, but advisors to Whitaker recommend the opposite, and he has no plans to step aside, people familiar with the matter have said. Foreign investment into Indian states in a given year is associated with lower levels of potable water access in subsequent years, with the poorest areas hit the hardest. Researchers find that investment in water-intensive manufacturing and highly polluting industries increases competition for a limited quantity of fresh water, while also affecting water quality, particularly in states with larger proportions of marginalized and poor populations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about issues and actions that demand action. This is Wade Rethkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.